Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling the mess that is modern life. And trust me, we've all got a little mess. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling expectations, pressures, and this giant voice in your head whispering doubts? Yeah, I get it. That's why I started the Dopamine Declutter. We're here to talk about simplifying, optimizing, and most importantly, owning our lives. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important, managing fear and building confidence. Because, let's be real, fear is that sneaky little gremlin that loves to sabotage our dreams, right? It whispers in your ear when you're about to take a leap of faith, telling you it's too risky, you're not good enough. You know that feeling when you have an amazing idea, but you just can't bring yourself to share it because what if people laugh? What if they think you're crazy? Fear plays tricks on us like that. But here's the thing, confidence isn't about being fearless. It's about facing your fears head on, understanding them, and taking action despite the butterflies in your stomach. You wouldn't believe how much power lies in that little despite. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you manage those fear monsters and unleash your inner badass. 1. Identify your fear triggers. The first step is getting to know your enemy, right? What specific situations or thoughts trigger feelings of fear? Is it public speaking? Taking risks? Asking for what you want? Pinpointing those triggers gives you a starting point to understand where those fears are coming from and how to tackle them. Maybe you're afraid of failing. Maybe it's the fear of judgment, of not being accepted. Knowing the root cause is crucial because once you know why you're scared, you can start to unpack that emotional baggage. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Fear often comes hand in hand with those pesky negative self-talk narratives. You know the ones. I'm not good enough. This is too hard. What if I mess up? Catch yourself when you're spiraling into those thought patterns and challenge them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Often, our fears are based on assumptions, not facts. 3. Practice, practice, practice. Just like learning a new skill takes time and effort, building confidence requires practice. Step outside your comfort zone gradually. Start with small challenges that push you slightly, but don't overwhelm you. Every time you face your fear head-on and come out the other side, you'll gain valuable experience and build your courage. You know those little victories? They add up. 4. Surround yourself with supportive people. The people you spend time with can have a huge impact on your confidence. Seek out individuals who encourage you, believe in you, and celebrate your successes. On the flip side, be mindful of those who constantly put you down or make you feel inadequate. It's okay to distance yourself from relationships that drain your energy and undermine your self-belief. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. Did you finally give that presentation? Did you overcome a fear that had been holding you back? Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognizing your progress reinforces your belief in yourself and motivates you to keep going. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah has always dreamed of starting her own business, but she's terrified of putting herself out there. Fear whispers, "What if it fails? What if people don't like it?" She spends months analyzing every detail, overthinking the market, and ultimately, never takes the leap. Now, imagine a slightly different scenario. Sarah decides to take action, even though her heart is pounding. She starts small, maybe offering her services to friends and family first. Slowly but surely, she builds confidence with each positive response. She learns from mistakes, adapts her strategy, and eventually launches her business. It's not always easy, there are still challenges, but Sarah's fear no longer controls her. So, what's the takeaway? Fear is a natural part of life, but it doesn't have to be your boss. You can choose to face it head-on, challenge those negative thoughts, and build your confidence one step at a time. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of confidence boost. Leave a review. If you found it helpful, it really makes a difference. And remember, we're all in this together. Let's keep decluttering those dopamines and living our best lives. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.